pretty sure that it's open to other political parties as well.
Yeah, it must be.
If we're going to stand together against you know, what's happening at Eskom, then I think we should do it together.
True.
Regardless of what our political views are.
True.
This is for the sake of the country.
I agree.
All right.
UJ FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
For UJ FM News, I am Michelle Mogale. President Cyril Ramaphosa has ordered the evacuation of South Africans from Wuhan, China, as the coronavirus continues to spread. There are close to 80,000 infections of the respiratory disease in dozens of countries, and more than 2,800 people have died, mostly in Wuhan, the epicenter of the virus. Ramaphosa says 132 South Africans living under lockdown in the central Chinese city have told government they want to come home. None of them have been diagnosed with the virus, so they'll all be placed under the 3-week quarantine once they return as a precautionary measure. Presidency spokesperson Kusela Diko.
Cabinet took this decision following representations and requests that had been made by the individuals themselves or in certain instances their families. A total of 132 out of the 199 South African citizens estimated to be in Wuhan city have requested repatriation.
Meanwhile, Nigeria has confirmed its first case of the coronavirus. It's the first case of the virus in sub-Saharan Africa as infection spread rapidly worldwide. The health ministry in Nigeria says the case was picked up in the state of Lagos, which is the biggest city and Africa's most populous country with a population of about 20 million people. The DA is refusing to let go of its leadership position in the Johannesburg Council without a fight, demanding that its member be reappointed as speaker. During yesterday's sitting, the DA rejected the appointment of the new council speaker after Vasco da Gama was voted out in December. Nomcebo Molwele was subsequently appointed. The DA disputed the legitimacy of Molwele's appointment, questioning if the sitting on the 11th of December formed a quorum. The party tried to have the House vote on the legitimacy of that sitting, but the motion was not carried. The DA's Funzela Ngobeni had some strong words for Molwele.
We will not recognize you as a speaker of this council. We will continue to remind you that you are an illegitimate speaker. You were elected illegally. We hope that one day it will hit your conscience, and one day when we have gathered enough evidence, we'll ask the court to reverse that decision.
My babo, hey.
And finally, if you've tried the Bond formula, Queen Sono may be the spy you've been waiting for to binge watch. In this Netflix series, Pelt